60 Days. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was a speech designed to take back the spotlight from America's newest political rock star, that being his running mate. And I think John McCain did it. He easily handled those hecklers.
Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
And the finale was downright Obama-esque.
To defend our country from its enemies. Stand up for each other. A beautiful lesson.
And now, we have 60 days to figure out what the candidates really mean, how life would be different if they got their way. For example, last night, John McCain talked about Jake and Tony Wimmer of Franklin County, Pennsylvania, hardworking couple raising a child with autism. Their lives should matter to us, he said. We all agree on that. But what does that mean? Does it mean that we all just send them encouraging emails, or do we help them in some concrete way, such as with taxpayer money? We believe, he said, that everyone deserves the opportunity to reach their God-given potential, from the boy whose descendants, and I think he meant ancestors, arrived on the Mayflower, to the Latina daughter of migrant workers. Does that mean our country will welcome that little Latina girl's grandparents to this country, or wall them off? And there's another question, too. I heard this chant from the crowds at both conventions. What does this mean? Does it mean we're the big superpower? We stand for rule of law? Or does it mean that we just like the sound of our own name? 60 days, my fellow Americans. 60 days. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.